It is a Tuesday, so it's Top 10 Day. We are doing our best to help the Academy Awards. The 93rd edition of the Oscars on Sunday night.
There's no help left there.
It came back with the worst ratings in its 93-year history. They obviously need some help. And what better way, ladies and gentlemen,
than our advice, of course.
Yes, yes, yes. In my right hand, ladies and gentlemen, I hold from the home office in Granbury, Texas, the top 10 ways to make the Oscars exciting again. That's right. You got to try these things. Top 10 ways to liven things up and bring it back. Because remember, the Oscars used to be so much fun. It was the...
Oh, the red carpet, the
who's
fashion.
Who. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, it was awesome. Movies we'd actually seen. Now, I know, Marley, you are the unicorn. You've seen somehow most of these movies that were nominated and won.
I have. That's only a couple that I didn't get to see.
They were only released on Marley's block, some of these. So it's pretty wild. But here we go. The top 10 ways to make the Oscars exciting again. We begin.
Number 10.
You can't. So that's pretty much.
I told you you should save that for number one.
It does. It does kind of hinder the following nine, doesn't it?
Number 9.
Okay, here we go. Legitimate. Number 9. Have Joaquin Phoenix host the entire 3.5-hour show, start to finish.
That's a pay-per-view event.
You can't get him up there to be coherent for 3.5 minutes. So, yes. That's right.
You're guaranteed for viewers then.
I'm in then.
Number 8.
You could, a couple of seating things here. You could sit all of the ex-celebrity couples in the crowd together there and just see if the fireworks fly. That'd be fantastic.
Who would you sit J-Lo next to? She's got too many exes.
That's right. Half the room.
Number 7.
We're just nominated. It's an honor. Number 7, a way to liven up the Oscars. Of course, you could replace the accounting firm that has been for years, a PricewaterhouseCoopers, who all tallies up all of the, secretly, the results. You could switch them out for the accounting firm of Debits, Credits, and Let's Get Fiscal. They are your tax manian devils who will go in between the spreadsheets to back that asset up.
I said asset.
Number 6.
I know.
Number 6 way to liven up.
Well, said sheets.
You could simply determine the winners of every category based simply on their buoyancy. That's across the board, regardless.
Shameless plug.
A great way to do it. Will it float every Thursday morning straight up at 8 o'clock? And that also rules out, like, Oprah winning a second one, by the way.
Number 5.
Way to make the Oscars exciting again. I'll get an email for that one. Number 5. Yeah. You can make it more fun, or you could make it more fungible. That's right.
Number 4.
Fascinated by fungible stuff.
Having
number
so much
four.
Fun with that word.
I don't think I'm using it correctly either. And I don't care.
Number 4.
Number 4 way. Immediately after the telecast, Academy Award winners then must file to run for elected office of his or her native state. Because it does seem to be a really popular thing going around now. If he'll commit.
Number 3.
Number 3 way. Oh, back to the seating charts. Here's an idea. You can assign just random people. Just assign them all to the same seat. Like, assign Al Pacino, Jack Nicholson, Gary Busey, John C. Reilly, and Christopher Walken to the same exact seat. And then just watch the hilarity ensue.
Wait a minute here. Are you telling me this is my seat?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, this is where I was told to sit. And,
hang on.
You know.
Wait. It's, my ticket says row 3.
Look, guys, I don't know. Take a seat.
Are you going to sit there? Am I going to sit there?
Look, obviously this isn't mine. I go on the front row.
That's true. I'm totally confused.
Somebody sit down.
I'll just leave.
Yeah. Number 2.
Number 2.
Thank you very much. It's hidden audio, by the way.
I would give it to Busey.
Yeah.
Sit there.
Right. Just out of safety. Just safety alone. Right. Here you go, Gary. See wherever you want.
Number 2.
Actually, they used him as a seat filler this year. Number 2 way.
Number 2.
Just make them play Hankorama in an edition of Do What We Say. That's right.
I would have so much fun with that.
Yeah, I would. That'd be the end of Hollywood. And then finally,
number one.
A way to liven up the Oscars and make it exciting again. Hey, guys, how about, I don't know, make some good movies again.
Yeah,
there we go.
Oh, no.
one and all. That is your last laugh, the top 10.
Don't miss the last laugh with KB and Marley, weekday mornings. Brought to you by Lightfoot Mechanical. They're the good guys.